Question: what is the reason for shaving the head at Tirupati? Is there any scriptural basis or scriptural references for it, or is it started just by someone and people are following it blindly? Answer:
no.
The essential idea of traveling to holy places is to cut down on our material attachments and to focus on spirituality. So there are various ways in which this is done. For example, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that when Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai and the Vrajvasis went to a pilgrimage, then they first fasted over there, and then they gave charity over there, and then they performed religious activities. So that is the standard process of going to pilgrimage to any holy place. Now, one of the primary attachments in Kali Yuga is hair. Lavanyam Keshadharanam. In the 12th canto, in the symptoms of Kali Yuga, it is described that hairstyle will be considered a sign of beauty. Hairs will be seen as adornments, practically speaking. So we see this today in Kali Yuga, where people are endlessly fascinated with their other's hair, and then they are obsessed with trying to make their own hair look good. So when we go to outgrow the body and bodily identification, there are two different attitudes towards the hair. One is to just become entirely indifferent to it and let it grow whichever way it grows. And the other is to shave it off. So there are some renunciates who grow long beards and have long hair, and often if they neglect their hair, then the hair becomes matted, and then that is one way by which the hair can be neglected. However, in Kali Yuga, because people are so obsessed with their hair, and both men and women, they have this, women would normally not cut their hair, so they have long hair, but men also are obsessed with having long hair. So therefore, the Vaishnava Acharyas have recommended to us that we shave our hair. And we see that this is a time-honored tradition. Even 500 years ago, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he cut off his hair. So now, the principle there is not that we are offering our hair to Krishna at the time of sannyas, but we are putting aside what we are attached to for his sake. And by putting aside what we are attached to, we free our mind from that attachment. So there are certain worldly things which we are attached to, which we can utilize in Krishna's service. For example, if we are attached to money, we can give money to Krishna and it can be used in his service. On the other hand, if somebody is attached to intoxication, somebody is attached to drugs, then that drugs is a distraction. And the way of intensifying our devotion to Krishna is not that we offer those drugs to Krishna, because they are not generally usable in Krishna's service. So therefore, the important thing over there in giving up drugs is not that we offer the drugs to Krishna, but we just throw them aside. So hair falls in between the two. Hair is not something which can be directly offered to Krishna. It is not that we put it in a bhoga plate and offer it to Krishna. It is not for consumption or anything like that. It is certainly waste product of the body, in a sense. Actually, our attitude towards it is also, as long as it is in the body, we think it is attractive. But as soon as it falls off the body, it is the same hair, but we start seeing it as a sign of dirt and we want to clean it away. If while cooking we find a piece of hair in it, then we are repelled by it. Although that piece of hair might have come from the body of the same person to whose hair we are attracted. So What does this indicate? This indicates that there is this peculiar attachment to hair, where hair, if it is connected with the body, we consider it is to be sometimes irresistibly fascinating. And as soon as it becomes disconnected from the body, we consider it to be intolerable, repelling. So, what is hair intrinsically? Hair intrinsically is just an outgrowth from the body. And it does not have any value except for when we ascribe it value by our attachment. So, of course, hair is certainly not sinful also, in the sense that it's not as harmful as, say, taking drugs. So, naturally, the idea is that when we cut hair, we are discarding our material attachments. We are decreasing our bodily mass identification by shedding aside that which obsesses us mentally. Actually, when people have an elaborate hairstyle, just that increases their bodily obsession. Every time they pass a mirror, they will want to look in the mirror, or then they keep a mirror with themselves and a comb and constantly look at their hair and decorate their hair, and it takes so much time. So the idea is that when people are going to a holy place, at least for that time and that period, we shed off their attachments. So it is a valid spiritual practice with a sound reason for it. Sometimes it is criticized because in Tirupati, the administrators make a business out of it and they make money out of it. But there's nothing wrong in that. You know, if something can be used to increase the service of Krishna, then why not? You know, actually hair in and of itself is not valuable. But if our civilization gives such a huge value to hair that people are ready to import it in other countries, then why not use that Lakshmi for Krishna's service? So it is not that to make a business out of hair the ritual was created that people should shave their hair. Actually, it is a time honored tradition where cutting off the hair is considered a standard practice of putting aside one's bodily identification, at least for some time, with respect to the hair. And when it was known that there is an opportunity through this to use this hair for Krishna's service, then why not? It is used by people in various parts of the world to make wigs. So if we mistake the as a byproduct to be the cause, then we will think that this is just a self-serving material superstition. But the idea of making money from it is just a byproduct. It is not a cause for the ritual. The cause is time-honored, traditional. And cutting hair is, in the Pancharatra scriptures, it is recognized as one of the ways in which we cleanse ourselves for going before the Lord. So, for example, when women do deity worship and they're cooking for the deities, then they generally cover their hair, so that the hair doesn't fall into the, by any, there's no risk of the hair falling into the food that is being offered to the Lord. So essentially, hair is considered to be impure, and either that can be shaved off or that can at least be kept in a simple way which doesn't obsess people's, our own mind and others' minds. So in general, much of the Hindu tradition today has been reduced to part-time spirituality. Part-time spirituality means people go to Tirupati. It has become largely a ritual. People, when they go to Tirupati, they are not going there to get rid of their material attachments. Actually, they are going there because of their material attachments most of the time. They want to do business with Tirupati and get something fulfilled for him. And as a part of their material business deal, they think that we have to cut off the hair. Which is not again bad, but it is not the best way of doing things. So along with practicing rituals, there has to be education about the purpose of the rituals. And that's why Srila Prabhupada within ISKCON did not recommend this kind of part-time religion. So for example, there is the concept of Bhagavad Saptaha. So once for 1 week in a year or 1 week in a few years, people hear Bhagavatam, and then remaining time they just imbibe and drown in the materialistic worldview. Srila Prabhupada said that no, we should have a daily Bhagavatam class by which we can daily expose ourselves to the Bhagavatam's truths and therefore become immersed in, become transformed by those truths. Similarly, within the Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada recommended that both men and women, either that men either cut off their, both men and women basically avoid obsession with the hair. So for men, it is either by shaving off their hair or keeping their hair short and simple. And for women, it is also by not having fancy decorations for their hair, but by having simple and dignified ways of making their hair, so that it is, it doesn't obsess their minds and obsess others' minds. So overall, it, the principle of cutting the hair is to decrease our bodily identification and to focus on Krishna. And we can do that by regularly practicing devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada has taught us in the Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you.